Dove Audio presents The American West in Fiction. A Man Called Horse by Dorothy M. Johnson.
He was a young man of good family, as the phrase went, in the New England of 100-odd years ago. And the reasons for his bitter discontent were unclear even to himself. He grew up in the gracious old Boston home under his grandmother's care, for his mother had died in giving him birth. And all his life, he had known every comfort and privilege his father's wealth could provide. But still there was the discontent, which puzzled him because he could not even define it. He wanted to live among his equals, people who were no better than he and no worse either. That was as close as he could come to describing the source of his unhappiness in Boston and his restless desire to go somewhere else. In the year 1845, he left home and went out west, far beyond the country's creeping frontier, where he hoped to find his equals. He had the idea that in Indian country, where there was danger, all white men were kings, and he wanted to be one of them. But he found, in the West, as in Boston, that the men he respected were still his superiors, even if they could not read, and those he did not respect weren't worth talking to. He did have money, however, and he could hire the men he respected. He hired four of them to cook and hunt and guide and be his companions. But he found them not friendly.